to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob.
Hi, I'm Jeffrey D. Miller.
Shalom Chaverim. Hello to you, my friends. This is Rabbi Ted Simon.
Welcome to Messianic Minutes. You know, we're still talking about the Jewishness of the birth of Messiah, cognizant that tonight is New Year's Eve. It's not a scriptural event, so...
It's not in the biblical calendar, New Year's Eve. We celebrate the Jewish New Year in the spring. We celebrate the Jewish secular New Year with sounding of trumpets in the fall, and we kind of ignore the New Year that's happening tonight.
Yeah, tomorrow is just another day, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. So there you go. Every day is great.
Let's talk more, Jeff, about the Jewishness of the birth of Messiah.
Yeah, that's what we've been talking about the last several days, and it's really important to see this, friends, that this time that's commonly called Christmas has been seen by Jewish people as a typically Christian Gentile holiday. But the truth is, Scripture tells us that the birth of Messiah was not only prophesied by Jews, by the Jewish prophets, but all the activities of his birth and thereafter were Jewish as well.
Well, you know, as you said that, I got this thought, Jeff, that all the symbols that we use for Christmas time have nothing to do with this story in Luke chapter 2. I mean, trees and men in red suits and reindeer, not much to do with the Jewishness of the birth of Messiah that we've been reading in Luke chapter 2, beginning in verse 21.
As they say, you got a point there, Judge.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. See, friends, the problem occurs when we start to move away from scriptural truth. And look, none of it, we've all sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We all mess up the word of God. We all misinterpret it sometimes. We all don't do things we should and do things we should don't do, et cetera, et cetera. But you know, we're not trying to castigate anybody for this. But the truth is, the traditions have taken us away from the Jewish truth that's in the Scripture.
And unfortunately, by going away from the Jewish truth of Scripture, we've kept Jewish people from seeing how Jewish the birth of Messiah really is.
And let's go back to Luke chapter 2 and show you more of this, because it's all right there. It's been there for 2,000 years.
Now, we've already covered Jesus' circumcision, Mary's purification, the bringing of the child to the temple, the giving of the sacrifice offering is prescribed in the Torah.
All of that is right out of the Torah.
And then we see a man filled with the Spirit of God, a Jewish man in the temple being led by the Spirit of God, saying to the parents, Mary and Joseph, my eyes have beheld
your salvation.
To God, my eyes have beheld your salvation, God, your Yeshua. And the name of the baby is Yeshua.
It's amazing. And this man was promised by this Jewish man, Simeon, was promised by God that he would not see his own death until he saw the salvation of Israel. And he sees the baby Yeshua, the baby Jesus, and says, that's him.
I've seen the salvation of Israel.
Okay, so now we look at verse 34. This same Simeon, this is Luke 2, 34.
Says to Mary, his mother, behold, this child is destined for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign which will be spoken against. Yes, a sword will pierce through your own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed.
Well, you know, prophetically speaking about what was going to happen to Jesus at the end of his life.
But Jeff, next comes, there's a woman named Anna, and she's a prophetess. She's
Jewish woman.
Jewish woman from the tribe of Asher, and she sees the child, and she comes at that instant and gives praise to the Lord and speaks to everyone in Jerusalem about the Messiah.
This woman runs out, this faithful woman of God who has been in the temple day and night, and she runs out and says, he's come, he's come, Mashiach, Messiah has come.
And she's in the temple in Jerusalem beholding the Jewish Messiah,
hallelujah,
Yeshua, Jesus,
hallelujah,
our Lord.
His birth, the single most Jewish thing that had ever happened up until his death and resurrection.
Friends, we would love to hear from you. You can send us an email, or you can send a contribution all through the website, messianicminutes.com.
That's messianicminutes.com. And friends, you can send that email. We'd love to hear you. Wherever you may be listening in the world, let us know, messianicminutes.com.
Yivarech Echa Adonai v'yishmerecha b'shem Yeshua Yeshichenu.
May the Lord bless you and keep you in the name of Jesus, our Messiah.